それはよ、女のバカぶってば、それはよ。エヴァン、クシパン、ダヌシ、サッキタン、オツアサルジャ。エヴァン、クシパン、ダヌシ、サンビタン、オツアサルジャ。バナム、サバジラム、イバタッ、ブリダヤン、ビッヘダ。バナム、サバジラム、イバタッ、ブリダヤン、ビッヘダ。サスリグバマンダシャムカイナパタピーマナーッサスリグバマンダシャムカイナパタピーマナーッダヘイティジョウパティジャネスクリティバーリッタダヘイティジョウパティジャネスクリティバーリッタエバムシパンダヌシサンディタムツアサルジャバナムサバジャムイバタプリタヤンディベダ
ダヘイティジョウパティジャネスクリティバーリッタ
Ladies, please.
エヴァムクシパンダヌシサンディタムツアサルジャバナムチュバジャミヴァタッジタイムビビダサスリグバマンダシャムクタイニャパティマナダヘイティジャルパティジャネスクリティバリッタガムディダムダヌシサンディタムツアサルジャバナムサバジャミヴァタディッタヤンビベダサスリグバマンダシャムカヤマダグリマナダヘティジャルパティジャネスクリチヴァリクタエヴァム
In this way Kshipan chastising Ravana, Danushi on the bow, Sanditam fixed an arrow, Utsasarja released toward him, Banam the arrow, Saha that arrow, Vajramiva like a thunderbolt. Tat Hridayam, the heart of Ravana. Bibheda, pierced. Saha, he, Ravana. Asrik, blood. Vaman, vomiting. Dashamukhai, through the ten mouths. Nyapatat fell down. Vimanat from his airplane. Ha ha, alas, what happened? Iti, thus. Jalpati, roaring. Jane, when all the people present there. Sukritaiva, like a pious man. Riktaha. When the results of his pious activities are finished. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. After thus rebuking Ravana, Lord Ramachandra fixed an arrow to his bow, aimed at Ravana, and released the arrow which pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt. Upon seeing this, Ravana's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, "Alas, alas, what had happened? What has happened?" As Ravana, vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets when the results of his pious activities are exhausted. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 9.21, it is said, Kshine punye martyalokam vishanti. When the results of their pious activities are exhausted, those who have enjoyed in the heavenly planets fall again to earth. The fruitive activities of this material world are such that whether one acts piously or impiously, one must remain within the material world according to different conditions, for neither pious nor impious actions can relieve one from Maya's clutches or repeated birth and death. Somehow or other, Ravan was raised to an exalted position as the king of a great kingdom with all material opulences, but because of his sinful act of kidnapping Mother Sita, all the results of his pious activities were destroyed. If one offends an exalted personality, especially the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one certainly becomes most abominable, bereft of the results of pious activities. One must fall down like Ravana and other demons. It is therefore advised that one transcend both pious and impious activities and remain in a pure state of freedom from all designations. Sarvapadivinimurmukta tatparatvena nirmalam. When one is fixed in devotional service, he is above the material platform. On the material platform, there are higher and lowest positions, but when one is above the material platform, he is always fixed in a spiritual position. Sagunan samatitetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Ravana, or those like him, may be very powerful and opulent in this material world, but theirs is not a secure position, because after all, they are bound by the results of their karma, karmana daivanetrena. We should not forget that we are completely dependent on the laws of nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunais karmani sarvasha ahankara vimuttatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. Bhagavad Gita 3.27. One should not be proud of one's exalted position and act like Ravana, thinking oneself independent of material nature's laws. After thus rebuking Ravana, Lord Ramachandra fixed an arrow to his bow, aimed at Ravana, and released the arrow, which pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt. Upon seeing this, Ravana's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, "Alas, alas, what has happened? What has happened?" As Ravana, vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets when the results of his pious activities are exhausted. So, just in case if anyone wonders what Lord Ramachandra said to Ravan, how did he rebuke him, and what he rebuked him for, we'll read the previous verse, which says, Lord Ramachandra said to Ravan, "You are the most abominable of the man-eaters. Indeed, you are like the stool. You resemble a dog, for as a dog steals eatables from the kitchen in the absence of the householder, in my absence you kidnap my wife, Sita Devi. Therefore, as Yamaraj punished sinful man, I shall also punish you. You are most abominable, sinful, and shameless. Today, therefore, I, whose attempts never fail, shall punish you." So... As we know, Ramayana is one of the greatest epics of this planet, which is considered to be native not only to India, but to many other countries, especially in Southeast Asia, Indonesia, Thailand, Cambodia, and so many other places. And this topic is very vast, the topic of victory of Lord Ramachandra over Ravana. And we can discuss so many points in relation to that topic, but we'll specifically focus on the conclusion Srila Prabhupada makes in the end of his purport. The very last sentence says, one should not be proud of one's exalted position and act like Ravana, thinking oneself independent of material nature's laws. For myself, I find this topic very relevant, and it might be also relevant to few other devotees who have not mastered, have not achieved the perfection in the third verse of Shikshashtakam. Trinada Pisa Nichinata Rora Pisa Hishnana Manina Manadana Kirtanya Sadahari, which is of course the countermeasure for being proud. Three most powerful remedies are being very tolerant, more tolerant than a tree, being more humble than a blade of grass, and being very respectful towards everyone without expecting any respect towards oneself. And Lord Chaitanya says that in this way one can constantly chant the holy name of the Lord. In other words, one can be always Krishna conscious. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically stressed the importance of this verse even out of the other verses of Shikshashtakam prayers. And it's not by chance. Of course, we need to purify our hearts to become Krishna conscious. And there are so many bad qualities in our hearts from the material conditioning. Six of them are specifically highlighted by acharyas and by scriptures: kama, krodha, moha, mada, loba, matsarya, lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, envy. And of course, scriptures such as Bhagavatam and Ramayana, they show us extreme examples of the perfect behavior exemplified by the Supreme Lord himself, Supreme Lord Ramachandra, and of course exemplified by all pure devotees, and the extreme manifestation of all the bad qualities of character exemplified by such demons as Ravana. Ravana was definitely envious of the Supreme Lord. That's why he was acting in such a crazy way to bring about his own ruination. He was surely lusty to such an extent that he stole Sita Devi, trying to enjoy her. There is no doubt that he was an illusion, considering Lord Ramachandra to be a human being, not understanding that he is the Supreme Lord. He was extremely greedy and angry. But somehow we will be focusing on one particular bad quality, which is pride, because it is very relevant to today's verse. Srila Prabhupada notices that if we act in the wrong way, we may fall down in the same way as demons are falling. And I'm pretty sure none of the devotees are looking towards that result, to become fallen. And Srila Prabhupada often quoted that pride comes before the fall. And we can see in Shastra, beginning from Bhagavad Gita, what to speak of other scriptures, somehow this quality is mentioned as the very first when it talks about material conditioning or specifically demoniac nature. As in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Damba Darba Bhimanascha, that the very first quality, demoniac quality mentioned is Damba, or pride. And in the 15th chapter as well, when Lord Krishna speaks about the conditioning in the material world, Nirmana Moha Jita Sangamo Dosha, this is the very first fault or dosha he is mentioning. Understanding of or perception that I'm the Lord and the master of everything I survey, desire to control, which is pride. And when Krishna speaks in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, listing the items of knowledge, these are the two items he lists first, amanitvam, adambitvam, that humility and pridelessness. So we can understand that pride is the first and foremost issue to deal with in Krishna consciousness, and humility is the most powerful remedy. And therefore, we'll be focusing on this particular subject matter. And as we were mentioning, the third verse of Shikshashtaka, we can see that this is the ultimate solution which such a great pure devotee as Srila Prabhupada exemplified. He was a very interesting personality in many ways, as we can learn from those who have had direct experience of dealing with him. He was extremely tolerant, and when one devotee approached Srila Prabhupada complaining about his god brothers, Srila Prabhupada told him, please tolerate them in the same way as I tolerate you. And of course, such an instruction from someone who is practicing what he is preaching is very powerful. So, and Srila Prabhupada exemplified extreme humility in so many ways. Someone told Srila Prabhupada, you are the greatest of the Vaishnavas. And Srila Prabhupada responded, Vaishnava, I'm only trying to become a Vaishnava. Vaishnava is a very high position, which is a very clear symptom of someone on the topmost level of Krishna consciousness, as we see such great devotees as Bhaktivinod Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur. In their songs, they always express their, you know, they speak about themselves as being very fallen and low. Bhaktivinod Thakur in his song Gopinath says that even demons killed by Krishna in Vrindavan are better than me. Because all those demons are already in the spiritual world and I'm still rotting here in this material world. So not only they are humble, but they are genuinely humble. They have a real foundation, how they perceive themselves. So it's not faking, fake humility. It's a very real humility. And we can see that it actually comes from very high level of Krishna consciousness. Like the first, actually the foundation of Krishna consciousness is to see Krishna in everything and everything connected to Krishna. As Krishna explains in the 30th verse of 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Chamaya Pashyati, one who sees me in everything and everything in me, he will never be lost to me and I will never lose sight of such a devotee. And we can see, of course, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning so many times that even very insignificant living entities such as insects, for example, are also spiritual beings, parts and parcels of Krishna, and therefore they should not be disturbed unnecessarily. But then he goes even further. In one class, he instructs the devotees, for example, that we should not pick flowers at night because flowers are resting. And so they should not be disturbed while they rest. So this is amazing. To treat with respect, what to speak of human beings, what to speak of animals, what to speak of insects, even plants. So this is Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada exemplified that for us, and this is our ideal we're striving for. And I'm sure that those of us who haven't reached that ideal yet would love to achieve that goal. How many of you would love to develop this kind of consciousness? Okay. And so we'll be speaking about the process of overcoming pride, which is the primary obstacle on this path. The stages. What do we have to overcome? And then at the end, we'll be mentioning the most powerful remedy, the most powerful mean to overcome those obstacles. But first, we'll be talking about the obstacles, how to conquer the Ravana within. So this is the most important relevance. This is how this pastime is relevant for us, that we need to learn. Chanakya Pandit says that intelligent man will always learn. From some he will learn how to be, and from some he will learn how not to be. And so Ravana is a very good example for us how not to be in Krishna consciousness, what to avoid. And it's very interesting that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by whose grace we're all sitting here, because without him, no one with us would ever know about the importance of Mayapur Dham. So we all owe to Bhaktivinoda Thakur our presence, the great mercy we're receiving by being in the Holy Dham. And so he's analyzing the process of devotional service and Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, and he speaks about different demons Krishna killed in Vrindavan, or different people he corrected in different ways. Not all, everyone was demon. There were few demigods involved also, such as Brahma, Indra, Varuna, and some human beings such as yagyic brahmanas, brahmanas performing yagyas. And he says that all these pastimes of killing slash correcting are connected to overcoming obstacles on the path of devotional service. And there are 21 pastimes in total, exemplifying 21 major obstacles on the path of spiritual advancement. And it is very interesting to note, if you look at the complete list, which we won't have time to go through, but if you look at the complete list, you will notice that at least 7 out of the 21 obstacles are connected to pride in different shapes and forms. And so, which again shows how important it is to overcome pride. And the first, well, actually, it was the second demon after Putana, but the one who exemplifies the first type of pride is Trinavarta, the whirlwind demon who was blinding everyone and going very, very, very high, kidnapping Krishna and trying to throw Krishna down and kill him in this way. Of course, we know that he failed and he fell down under Krishna's weight and he was smashed to pieces, literally, because he fell from very high, what do you call it, altitude? You know, from great height. Actually, it was 800,000 miles high. And so he was literally smashed to pieces. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Trinavarta exemplifies pride coming from mundane scholarship. And we may think, oh, mundane scholarship has nothing to do with me. I'm a devotee. But the knowledge which is accumulated for the sake of knowledge, for the sake of developing one's prestige, is nothing but mundane knowledge. There are so many people who know our scriptures much better than us. One such man approached Srila Prabhupada and he said, oh, Swamiji, you're preaching Bhagavad Gita. Do you know Bhagavad Gita by heart? And Prabhupada immediately figured out who this man is. And he said, so do you know Bhagavad Gita by heart? And the man very proudly said, yes, Swamiji, all 700 verses I can quote in 1.5 hours non-stop. And Prabhupada said, oh, very nice. Can you leave Bhagavad Gita? You can quote Bhagavad Gita in 1.5 hours. Can you leave Bhagavad Gita for 5 minutes? Can you practice Bhagavad Gita for 5 minutes? And of course, this man had nothing to do with practices. That's why he was so proud. And, relating that to myself, I'm thinking that I would gladly, if that would be, within my powers, I would gladly exchange all the verses I've learned throughout all my years in Krishna consciousness, all this theoretical knowledge, I would gladly exchange for 1/4 of the verse practiced, such as, for example, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, having fixed Krishna conscious intelligence. Or even 1/8 of the verse, Man Mana, having ability of always thinking of Krishna. I would be very happy if that would happen, if I would forget all this theoretical knowledge and have a bit of realization in Krishna consciousness in exchange for that. And the example in the Ramayana, in the fighting with Ravana and Lord Ramachandra, when Lord Ramachandra was trying to cut Ravana's heads And as we know, the heads kept popping up again, right? So he couldn't finish Ravana by cutting his heads off. But when he pierced his heart, this is when Ravana was finished. He was vomiting blood from all the 10 mouths. So we can understand that it exemplifies that just by intellectual understanding of Krishna consciousness, we can never finish the Ravana within. So the head, it's not, because Krishna consciousness is the matter of the heart, not the head. So we have to go to the heart of the matter to actually achieve success. And so in this way, Trinavarta is exemplifying the very first obstacle in devotional service, pride coming from hypothetical knowledge, acquiring so much of book knowledge. Anyabilasita shunyam jnana karmadya navritam. It says that pure devotional service is free from two contaminations, contamination with jnana and contamination with karma. And very soon after that, we will see the other example of Krishna dealing with contamination coming from karma, from good karma, deliverance of Nalakuvara and Manigriff. They were definitely enjoying the best karma ever. One can imagine being the sons of Kuvera. And in this way, they treated Narada Muni, the greatest sage and saint and a devotee, as nothing special. They just ignored him completely. They didn't even bother to cover their bodies. And so they, in this way, you know, showing the dirty parts of the body, they were, you know, behaving very offensively towards Narada Muni. And Narada Muni, as we know, curse them for their own benefit. And this is the second contamination, contamination by karma, pride coming from good karma that Nalakuvara and Manigriff had loads of money, wealth, they had very high position, and they were quite beautiful, as we can understand also, being residents of the heavenly planets. And these things, as Kunti Devi says, are the obstacles on the path of devotional service. Janmai Sharya Shudashri Bi Edamana Madhapuman Nabharati Arbidatumbai Tvama Kinchana Gochara, that these obstacles are Janma, special birth, Aishwarya, wealth, Shruta, mundane knowledge, and Sri, bodily beauty, that these obstacles prevent one from chanting the holy name sincerely. And of course, all these things can be used very nicely in devotional service, but it's a double-edged sword. It can help us or it can hurt us also. And it is very important for us to learn the lessons from Nalakuvara and Manigriff and be very, very careful about good karma. And yesterday we were discussing with one guest in Mayapur, who actually lives on the premises for quite long as a researcher of human nature. And she discovers certain traits of activities within the community which are very unfavorable. And actually all these traits are coming from not really practicing what we're preaching. And one point she mentioned, of course, it's well known that some devotees, especially coming from Western countries, they keep maids at their houses, servants, from local people. They clean, they do different things, whatever is needed, all the housework, because it's really cheap, it's very affordable. That most of the devotees who would never be able to afford maid in the house in the West can easily afford it here. And then she said, those maids, sometimes, of course, it's not in relation to all the devotees, that those house workers, those maids are sometimes treated in such a way that they paid as little as possible and made work as much as possible, and treated not very justly in many ways. And the excuse is, oh, these people are not ISKCON devotees, so I can treat them any way I want. But we disregard the fact that these are not just devotees, but these are the residents of Shridham Mayapur. These are the residents of the spiritual world. And we can only imagine what kind of, you know, bad reaction can come from mistreating Dambasi. So that's a very important point to consider. And of course, this kind of attitude comes from, you know, the feeling of superiority. Oh, these are just, you know, simple people. I don't really need to worry much about them, right? No, so respect is a very important part of devotional culture. I'm realizing one point that we'll never be able to finish all seven. So I think we should shortcut our topic, and even though other obstacles are not as important, if even not more important, I'll just quickly mention the other types of pride, specifically mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Third one is Brahma, who stole Krishna's devotees, separated Krishna's devotees from Krishna, and he suffered because of that. So we should never do anything to separate devotees from Krishna, to upset devotees. Yagyik Brahmanas, who have the pride of having a position in Varnashram Dharma, in Daiva Varnashram also, because they were not demons, they were devotees. And so they had the pride of having special position. And I remember how one of our very well-known preachers mentioned that sometimes the dynamics in our devotional framework are very interesting, that when people first come to Krishna consciousness, they feel that I am the most insignificant of all. Dasa, dasa, anudas, right? This is how one feels in the very beginning, after joining the movement. Then, after a while, one becomes just anudas, small servant, right? Then, after a while, one becomes officially das, receives first initiation, right? And then, after a while, das gets, you know, respect and becomes Prabhu. And then after that, the danger is that one can feel that now I am Mahaprabhu. And then of course Lord Chaitanya is in trouble because he got a competitor there. So Maya immediately removes such people from the scene. So that we have to be very mindful of. Another obstacle number five is Indra. And we know that Indra suffered due to competitive nature. Why they worship Krishna, why not me? So desire for worship comes here very strongly. And six manifestation of pride is Arushtasura, who exemplifies mundane religiosity, and we understand that the last strong statement of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is Sarva Dharmam Parityajam Mamekam Sharanam Vraja, abandon all varieties of religion, just surrender unto me, which shows that Krishna consciousness is above all types of religiosity, and the very first declaration after Mangala Charana of Srimad Bhagavatam is Dharma Projita Kaitavatra, rejecting all types of mundane religiosity. So this is one of the topmost missions of both Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And the last type of pride out of these obstacles is Keshi, the horse demon, which is the obstacle of feeling that I am the best of all the devotees and guru for everybody else. So we can understand that this is the most dangerous one. And what is the remedy for all this? That there are so many types of pride, and there are, we can say, two most powerful remedies. And first one is, of course, Shravanam, ability to, the interest in listening about Krishna and discussing topics related to Krishna. We can see that very clearly, that when devotees are young, they are very interested to attend Bhagavatam classes and etc., etc. But when they become a little bit higher up, we can see that sometimes the interest towards just coming and listening to Bhagavatam somehow vanishes. You can see some devotees, they only appear on Bhagavatam classes when they are giving the class. So it's not to criticize anyone, but for us it's to learn how not to be, what is the dangerous thing. And this is theoretical understanding. And practice is always seeking help from other devotees, always being interested in receiving feedback. How can I improve? Always seeking spiritual guidance. And this can always keep us in a safe position. Hare Krishna. So we still have 5 more minutes. If anyone wants to say or add something, there are so many senior realized Vaishnavas in the audience. Oh, yeah. Hare Krishna Mataji. We have microphone. Thank you for attending the class. It's a special honor to have Prabhupada disciples attending Bhagavatam class. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Maharaj, I'm sorry, your good name is not up there on the board, and I missed hearing it this morning. Can you kindly tell us your name?
Okay, this is a good, relevant question. Thank you. So my full name is Bhakti Rasayana Sagar Swami.
Bhakti Rasayana.
Rasayana.
Sagar
Bhakti
Swami.
Rasayana is the title of the final chapter of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which glorifies Krishna.
Thank you.
And Sagar is ocean. So Bhakti Rasayana Sagar Swami. Hare Krishna.
So, Maharaj, I wanted to know, you started to mention the remedies, and the first one you mentioned was Shravanam. And you said that when devotees get older, they seem to stop coming to Bhagavatam class. So I want to say that I'm representing my good husband this morning, who is studying to give a Bhagavatam class. So he's studying Srila Prabhupada's teachings right now, and he asked me to take notes from your class. So
Thank you.
I will read them to him. But then you said, devotees should always seek to understand ways that they can improve. Is that part of the Shravanam procedure?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Thank
you. It's also part of Shravanam. Guhyam Akyati Prichati. This is what Srila Rupa Goswami mentions as amongst the six loving exchanges between the devotees, revealing one's heart and confidence and listening to the revelations. Thank you. Prabhu?
Yeah, Maharaj. Maharaj, you says that there's two most important remedies. One is Sharvanam. And Maharaj, what is the second one?
Second one is seeking feedback for one's improvement, for our improvement.
Thank you, Maharaj.
What should one do about past? You know, time moves on, and we remember things, sometimes prideful things we've done in the distant past. But there seems to be not too much you can do about that. So I'm wondering, is there any remedy for prideful past prideful activities that now that you've gotten older and you're a little bit more wise, you feel ashamed about? What should you do about past prideful activities?
Past pride. Talking about past accomplishments?
No, I'm talking about things that you did that were very prideful a long time ago.
Yeah. And still proud of? Or?
No, you're ashamed of them now, but the thing is there's not too much, it seems, you can do about them. It's in the deep past.
Well, if we are ashamed of something in the material world, this is actually very helpful for our spiritual advancement because it helps us to develop genuine humility. We can see or we can read the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's always feeling remorseful for wasting so much time, etc., etc. So it's actually a good feeling, which can help one to advance spiritually. Okay, last one, and then we'll have to finish.
I'll just say a small contribution. I think to control pride, we just have to remove a P. In pride, when will you ride? Remember, pride, so we remove a P. The P in pride, it's when we will ride.
Or remove the P. Okay. All right, so... Thank you all very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Ramachandra Vijayotsava Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.